Sisters Together Healing Our Journey is a cultural healing program focused on supporting at-risk Aboriginal mothers that have been through trauma. Using art and wildflower essence therapy, the Sisters Kate's Home Kids Aboriginal Corporation delivered this program at the Perth's Children's Hospital, and it's been proven to be highly successful. The Wise Helios Vias reports.
The cultural healing program was developed by women that are members of the Stolen Generation. Jalamina Mia is the CEO of the Sister Kate's Home Kids Aboriginal Corporation, the organisation that helped develop and deliver this program. Can you give me an example of the traditional cultural healing methods that are used in this program?
We start off with introducing the women to smoking ceremony, so it gives an enlightened, balanced perspective. Smoking ceremony is a cultural practice that Aboriginal peoples across the nation practice when they come together to do business. So the women were very interested in how, through cultural practice, that you can cleanse the space, you can cleanse the self, you can cleanse the group. So it's virtually a cultural and spiritual protocol that is conducted before any business is taken on. Women that felt more confident undertook that practice, and they felt very comfortable. They felt very in alliance with the protocol, and they actually speak about that. They said, we understand that we live in traumatised times. We're trying to deal with the trauma fallout of the Stolen Generation, and we started practising it in some of our homes. We actually showed them what types of leaves they had to use. We also taught them language, so they knew a little bit of language whilst they were healing the sisters. They knew the languages and the right terminology. So we introduced country from the very onset. This is what country provides. This is an ancient cultural protocol practice, and it is very healing.
Aboriginal mothers in this program are definitely being empowered more because the program has been developed and delivered by people of shared culture, as opposed to someone coming in from outside and telling people what to do and telling them how they should be dealing with their problems.
Yes, you are right. Aboriginal people know what we need, and Sister Kate knows more so because the whole board and the whole staff are made up of either Aboriginal peoples that have actually dealt with some of the trauma and risen above it to be able to provide in good faith what they went through, but also how they dealt with it. So it's a share reciprocal relationship.
That was Jalamina Mia, CEO of the Sister Kate's Home Kids Aboriginal Corporation, an organisation that focuses on using Aboriginal art therapy as cultural grounding to help self-healing and discovery. Alta Winmer is the program coordinator and the facilitator of this program over the entire 9 months and worked closely with the Aboriginal mothers that participated. How would you say you identify what an at-risk Aboriginal woman is?
We're all at risk in some sense. Aboriginal women have been traumatised from the beginning of being taken away. We've all experienced some form of situation where we have been at risk. A bit questions of racism and sexual assault and domestic violence. And you see that was an introduced thing. When I say to you that it's a, how do you identify? For me, it's the experience of talking to and knowing. There is also this common, very supportive thing that Aboriginal women do, is that they connect with each other and that they're actually able to share a lot of the stories that happen in their life. And when I look at thing of identifying the risk, we're on the lowest socioeconomic level and we don't have the housing, health and educational needs or support that a lot of other people would get. So it's a struggle. It's not the hopelessness that a lot of people feel. It's being hopeful and being able, these programs provide that hope and belonging. And if you have that healing and take away that risk of unsafeness, then you actually can heal more. But a lot of these women are also very proud and stand up. So it's very hard for them to the outside world. It's like looking, they do stand proud and they're beautiful. And a lot of them do come and go through continuous hardship.
What does success mean to you in this perspective of healing?
The women themselves are so empowered. It makes them a stronger force to be reckoned with. They're actually practicing. They're becoming more confident with doing things. They're trying different things that they never thought they could. We must always acknowledge that these women would have had strong women role models to help support them through. When they came together, it was awesome. Shy at the beginning and standing proud, and we're very fortunate to have had that time, and I really loved being with them.
Alta Winmar, Program Coordinator at the Sister Kate's Home Kids Aboriginal Corporation, speaking to The Wire's Heloise Vias.
This story is produced for The Wire, independent current affairs on community and Indigenous radio across Australia. The Wire is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, and you can find more of our stories on thewire.org.au.